Good evening, everyone. We are in the middle of learning about Shmona Esther. We are up to the fourth bracha in the Siddurim. This is called Bina. The source of this bracha is found from a Gemara in Megillah Yudzayin Mabez. Gemara asks, where did Chazal see to connect Bina with Kedusha? And the Gemara answers, we find a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel, which makes a juxtaposition between Kedusha and Bina. It says, Vekdishu es Kedosh Yaakov ves Elokei Yisrael Yaritzu, and the Holy of Yaakov will sanctify Hashem and will glorify Him. And the next pasuk associated with that pasuk says, "V'yodu toi ruach bina." Those who are wayward in spirit will have a yediyah, an understanding of bina, of insight. Our first notes, as we mentioned previously in the introduction to Shmona Esrei, that the language of the Gemara, when talking about the brachos after the first three, found in Shmona Esrei, is a language of Ma'ra'u, meaning Chazal already knew that we have to talk about Bina in Shmona Esrei. The question was where to place it. And we find it now that the placement is right after the mentioning of the first three brachos, after Kedusha, and we find Bina in this context. The Rishonim discuss why exactly, looking at the framework of Shmona Esrei in its totality, why is this bracha one of the first brachos we ask in the brachos hamitzayos, the middle brachos, which are really about bakashas? Why is Bina the first bakasha that we're asking in Shmona Esrei? Many Rishonim give different answers. One approach is that the first thing that one should be asking for Kadosh Baruch Hu is chafzei shemayim, things that are spiritual in nature. And the Sefer Chasidim explains why that's the case, because when a person is asking for das, he's using that das specifically to attain the next request that he's asking for, that specifically of Hashivinu Avinu and Slach Lanu. He's first asking for tshuva and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once a person attains spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Chafzei Shemayim, then a person is able to ask for his mundane needs. It's interesting to note, in light of that comment of the Sefer Chasidim, found in Simen Tav Shin Nun Beis, it seems to be that the bakasha that we're asking for specifically in this bracha about das is specifically a request for tshuva. You find this idea in the statements of the Kuzari, where he writes that a person should first ask bakasha sasechel v'hadas, ask for intellect. Why? Shebehem yagi ha'adam miskarev el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through that, a person can become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Chazal specifically put Cholin Hadas, this bracha, first. And then right afterwards, we talk about Haroseh Beshuva. Why? Kedei Shetihyeh Chachma V'Hadas V'Bina Ki Ahi B'Derech HaTorah V'Avoda. So a person should use the Chachma Bina V'Hadas and use it specifically in a way that would enable him to attain Torah and Avoda. That's specifically through the aspects of Tshuva. It's even more interesting that this request is specifically for not just intellect in general, but mainly for the ability to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a concept called Tfilas HaVeinenu, which was an abridged version of Shmona Esrei. Nowadays we don't say that in normative halacha, but the Gemara in Brachos Chav Tes Manav quotes a Tana who says that sometimes one should say this bracha of Tfilas HaVeinenu, which is an abridged version of Shmona Esrei. And the abridgment is basically that each bracha of Shmona Esrei gets one word or one sentence referenced to in that bracha. So the reference to this bracha in the Tefillas HaVeinenu is HaVeinenu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Darkecha. Hashem, enable us to understand, to know your ways. Again, the emphasis of this bracha is not just understanding for the sake of understanding, but specifically L'das Darkecha, for you to know how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly the point of having Chafzei Shemayim first before your other mundane requests before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another reason why we have this bracha first is because it's supposed to be modeled after the Akravas HaKarban Tamid. The Rokeach in his parish on the Siddur, Atachonin, explains that the reason why we have to talk about Das before all the other brachos in Shmona Esrei about Bakashos is because the same way that a Kohen who's offering a Karban requires das, intent, and how to serve in how to serve and perform the avodah. The same is true that when one davens, which corresponds to the hakravas hatamid, one also must initiate with the idea of das and have that in mind going forward. For the rokeach, it seems to be that the bracha of das is a prerequisite to the rest of the brachos, in the sense that one needs das in order to have these brachos have anything meaningful. He also seems to connect this to the idea of the avoda. And this may be reminiscent to a comment that the Gemara in Brachos on Lam Gimel Lamed Aleph says, Kol Adam, Rabbi Elazar is quoted as saying in the Gemara, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Deah, anyone who has intellect, Ki Ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, it's as if he built the Beis HaMikdash in his days. And the Gemara explains, we find the word Das is quoted between two letters, and the word Mikdash is also quoted between two letters, again indicating that there's some juxtaposition between those two ideas. But what is the connection in a deeper sense? The Torah Samincha, a Talmud of the Rashba, Parshas Veschanan Drasha Samch Zayin, explains that the Beis HaMikdash represents not just a building, but it represents spiritual understanding and spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One who has Das can attain that same connection, and in essence is really the goal of the Beis HaMikdash, which allows a person, the same way the Beis HaMikdash allows a person in through its building, through its spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allows a person to attain closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shlemos in Yir HaShemayim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One who has Das also has that, who internalizes Das properly, has those same characteristics. He's able to use and maximize those ideas of the Beis HaMikdash and apply it to his life. In many ways, Das isn't just a prerequisite to the Avodas HaKarbanos. As the Rokeach explains, it's actually a prerequisite and manifestation as well to the concept of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah in its totality. And in fact, the Tur, when he comments on this bracha in Siman Kuf Tes Vav in Or HaChaim, notes that there, if you count the letters of this bracha, there are the words of this bracha, there are 17 words, which correspond to the words that are found in the Pasuk, and that pasuk is a reference to the creation of the Mikdash, the Mishkan. It seems to be that the same way that when one is building the Mishkan and trying to attain a closer connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a deeper awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that too can be translated through the idea of Das, and that's the manifestation of this bracha. And the Torah Samincha, in returning to his comments about the idea of the Beis HaMikdash in general, explains that's exactly the purpose of why Das is the first bracha. Because if a person has Das, he says, Lo yitachin lo mitzvah o avoda. If you don't have Das, you can't serve Hashem properly. And moreover, if you don't know how to serve Hashem properly, you don't know who you are speaking before when you're davening. And that's exactly the emphasis that the Torah Samincha is saying, that the prerequisite to the tefillos and HaKadosh that we're having to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Das. We have to have the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to make those prayers meaningful and effectuate actual avodas Hashem. Another reason why we have this bracha is simply because it's an important tefillah. The Mechaber writes in Siman Kuf Tesvav Sif Aleph, he says, because most are Adam and Behema, since man is distinguished from animals because of his bina and seichel, that's why the first bracha is about this idea. As the Yerushalmi says, im ein bina, ein tefillah. A person cannot daven unless he has intellect. The most important request, as the Eli Rabba notes, is this point, the idea of Das, and that's exactly the reason why Chazal have established this bracha to be number one. A final approach to the placement of this bracha can be found in the Bach, his comments on Siman Kuf Tes Vav. And he notes that the language of the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, is specifically Ma Ra'u Lomer Bina Acher Kedusha. Why did Chazal place Bina after the third bracha of Atah Kadosh? And he notes that if you look at this question, the Gemara is not asking why is Bina the first bracha of the middle brachos, but rather specifically why is it right after Kedusha? And he says because of that formulation of the question, the Gemara is asking, aside from the explanations we said earlier, why Bina is the first request, the question of the Gemara is specifically why is Bina connected to Kedusha? And he explains that the Gemara's answer is that from the fact that there's a juxtaposition between Kedusha and Bina, their indication is that because of Kedusha Hashem, there's the ability for us to have as well Das and Bina. And while this may be references to esoteric comments, the basic idea is that the same way that Hashem transcends the world and therefore controls it, our understanding of the world comes from the fact that we're able to take a step back and look at it from a bird's eye view, an objective standard. The same way that a person has the ability to analyze something, conceptualize it, create a framework which is outside of the physical realm, which is very much a mental, a sichlis type of experience. That stems from the same idea as Kedusha, the ability to transcend whatever that entity is. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He's Kadosh, he's beyond and transcends all of reality and all of existence. And with that introduction, we can begin understanding this bracha. There are three parts to this bracha. The first part is just a general recognition of Hashem's role in giving man the ability to have intellect. That's Atachonein and Mulame Lenosh Bina. The second part of this bracha is the request, the Chaninu Meitcha Dea Bina Haskel. And the third part of this bracha is the actual blessing. They recognize Hashem as the one who's Chonin HaDas, who graciously gives one Das. So moving into the details of this bracha, the first part of this bracha is the recognition that Hashem's role in giving man wisdom. One notices that this is not a request. This is basically a form of shvach. And the Mefarshim on the Siddur, specifically the Iyun HaTfilah, notes that this is a juxtaposition to the previous three brachos, all about shvach. And the same way that we talk about shvach of Hashem, even in the section of Akasha, we want to begin talking about shvach, maybe reminiscent to the idea of the Bach, that all this buildup of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha then translates itself into wisdom. That's the bracha that we're beginning now. We begin saying, Ata chonin l'adam das, Hashem, you are graciously giving man das. The question is, what is das, and why is it specifically described as an act that Hashem is giving graciously as a chanina? The Ikrim, one of the Rishonim, explains that das means the muskolos harishonos, the first impressions man has, which are not a gain from a person's absorption of the outside environment, but there's some innate ability for a person to understand something. Those abilities, which aren't given because of man's senses, but rather given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to man, are itself a gift that's for free. Man didn't deserve it, he didn't do any effort. That's why we use the word chonin, like a matnas chinam, a free gift, because that's exactly what das is. Those muskolos harishonos, those first impressions or abilities to understand the world. Rav Hirsch alternatively understands the idea of das to be referring to one's ability to have a true perception of an entity and its conditions and all its details. And he explains that this ability is innately human, and that's exactly why the language of this tefillah is Adam, meaning humanity. Humanity's ability to understand and have das is innate to its ability, and that we recognize is given from Hashem to us. We then mention, Umulamed le'enosh bina, and you teach enosh dina, which is insight. The Ikrim, contrasting to his previous comment, explains that bina isn't just the innate muskolos harishonos that a person has when he's born, but it's a skill set of the ability to analyze the outside world, his environment. And that ability is not necessarily given equally to every single person. It depends on the person's abilities. And that's why we use the language of melamed to make the emphasis that it's being taught to man according to his abilities and not necessarily given in total equality. Similarly, Rav Hirsch notes that the words we use in this context are melamed la'enosh bina. We talk about man being described as enosh. Enosh, explains Rav Hirsch, is specifically referring to men as feeble, not fully in control, not so powerful. And Rav Hirsch explains that this language is specifically appropriate for the word bina, which requires time and energy to invest and learn and develop that ability. And therefore we recognize that without Hashem's help, men essentially may be feeble and unable to develop that skill set. And that's how we recognize Hashem is the Melamed Le'enosh. He teaches the person who is not able naturally to attain this skill, he nevertheless, Hashem gives him the ability for him to develop the idea of Bina, to analyze. After praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the abilities to understand and analyze and develop, we then move to the second section of this bracha, which is the actual request for various forms of intelligence. We say, V'chaneinu me'itcha dea bina v'askel. Grant, please, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from you, dea bina v'askel. Now, this language of dea bina v'askel is not agreed upon by all the different schos. Nusach Ashkenaz does, however, retain that language, dea bina v'askel. Others have chachm bina v'das. But following the language of the Ashkenazim, the Rebbe Nikar explains that these three languages, dea bina v'askel, are actually found in a reference to Bezalel, the constructor of the Mishkan. And he explains that the word chachma refers to Bezalel's understanding of Torah. Bina is a reference to his ability to apply the Torah in halacha. And das is Talmud, the ability to understand the reasonings of the halacha, the system of halacha, and the system of Torah. And in many ways, this parallels very nicely to the introduction, where the Sefer Chasidim writes that one should first request before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Chafzei Shemaim, and then the das that we're referring to is mainly the das of Torah, the ability to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Rebbe Nikar offers an alternative understanding, and he explains that Dea Bina of Haskel are references to Chachma Bina of the das. Explaining what these terms mean, many Mefarshim have similar understandings. One reference to this can be found in the comments of Rabbi Yonah in Avos Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin, where he writes, Chachma is the ability, is the understanding that other people have given you, like a mentor, a Rebbe, who has given information to you. That's called Chachma. Then taking that Chachma and analyzing a davar mitoch davar, making extrapolations, is called Tuna, Das, Bina. And Das is the ability to understand with his Das, his intuition and intellectual abilities, the actual essence of the matter. And he comments that when the Mishnah says Emein Das and Bina, Emein Bina in Das, you really need both those abilities to understand something. If you don't have Das, if you don't have the ability to understand the essence of the matter, then what are you analyzing? You can't analyze something if you don't understand the actual idea, or at least attempt to understand the idea of something. And if a person has deficiencies in his Bina, he will never attain Das. Because if you can't analyze something, if you don't know how the mechanism of an idea or a concept works, you won't have a full understanding of the essence of the matter. And in our tefillah, we ask for all these aspects. We ask for the intellect, the understanding of information, the ability to analyze it, and then ultimately get to the essence of the matter that's called Das. While that is the framework of our tefillah, explaining these terms of Dea Bina v'Haskel to be references to Chachma, Bina, and Das, it's still important to note that the language of this tefillah doesn't, at least according to the Ashkenazim, don't use those exact terminologies. Instead of Das, we use the word Dea. And instead of Chachma, we use Haskel. The Gra notes that the word Dea is different, actually, in essence, from the word Das. Das means one's ultimate understanding of the essence of the matter. But the word Dea means one's initial appreciation of something, but also understanding that it requires more effort to process and internalize it. It's the beginning stages of the Das experience. And for the Gra, this is appropriate why the word Dea is the first bracha, the first request you're making, is giving us the ability to understand the essence of the matter, but also begin the process of understanding the essence of the matter. And then that leads to Bina. That's extrapolation, and ultimately Haskel. Our first notes that the word Haskel doesn't just mean understanding of an idea, but rather it means practical knowledge. And he connects it to the idea of the Hakravas HaTamen, as you mentioned in the introduction of Shemona Esrei, where the first limbs that were offered on the Mizbeach corresponded to the bracha of Das. And included in those limbs were obviously the head, which is representative of Das, but also the legs of the Talmid, which represents action, putting those ideas that are in the head and putting them into actual practice. So we're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who explains the verse, not just the ability to understand, but also to apply and put this into practice.
It's also interesting to note that we're specifically requesting this, these abilities, me'itcha, from you, Hashem. We're again emphasizing that's from Hashem. And the Gron notes that when we say this bracha and we're reminded that everything's coming from Hashem, specifically the das is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it forces us to think about the reason why we have intellect. And the reason why we have intellect is specifically to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is giving us that ability to connect to Him, to serve Hashem and do acts of ruchnius. And that's the focus, again, the main focus of this bracha is to use that ability of understanding in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After making this final this request for understanding, we conclude with a bracha, recognizing Hashem as the giver of das. We say bracha to Hashem chonin ha-das. We recognize Hashem as the giver of das. The Ikrim notes that it's interesting because the bracha that we're talking about and the emphasis that the Gemara talks about is the idea of bina, analysis, deeper understanding. But nevertheless, we conclude with just das. And specifically, Hashem is the chonin ha-das, and not melamed bina. And the Ikrim explains, because we're concluding with a bracha that is applicable, that represents a uniform understanding of and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Bina is something that is not attainable to everyone, it requires skill and time and effort, we're going to conclude with a bracha which recognizes something that everyone understands, and that is Das. The ability, in his understanding, is a Musku Rishonos, or first explains the ability to fundamentally understand an idea. And that ability, even though it may not come into fruition in its totality, is applicable to everyone. And that's why it's applicable, the language of Chonin, because that is a gift. Das is a gift given to man. It's innate, and it's an ability which is applicable to everyone. The first concludes that, again, the word bracha represents commitment. And the first thing that we're committing to is fulfillment of our duty to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. And the way we do that is by understanding, specifically through Haskel, the practical knowledge, using those ideas and putting them into practice. And that's what we're committing to in this first bracha, and recognizing Hashem as the giver of das, that we too are going to pledge to use that das to serve Hashem properly. So to put all this into context, we first initiate with a recognition of Hashem as the chonin hadas, the one who gives the ability of man to understand muskulos rishonos, first impressions, and just the ability of mankind to perceive things and their conditions. We also recognize Hashem gives man the ability to have a deeper understanding of things through bina, extrapolation and analysis. And then with that understanding, we transition to the actual blessing, the actual request, which is Hashem to give us the bina of haskel, which is those different elements of understanding, specifically the beginning process, which is daya, to understand that there's something essential there, and beginning that process, then moving on to bina, which is analysis, and then haskel, as the verse explains, is practical knowledge, using that, putting the idea into practice. And then ultimately we conclude the third section with a blessing, recognizing Hashem as the giver of das, which is uniform to everyone. And then we use that to apply that understanding to our lives and using our intellect to serve Hashem properly. And as we mentioned, this bracha is a appropriate finishing conclusion of the shvach that we gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the first bracha that applies that shvach into action is using is through intellect, through understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and using that understanding to better commit to fulfilling His rason and asking Hashem for the ability to answer our tefillos through our bakasha srachim, through our needs, and using those abilities to serve Hashem properly, which is all based off the intellect, which is the first bracha for this section.